This week it was announced that Finnish hard rock phenomenon Nightwish will headline next year's Masters of Rock. Jan Wellinger talked to the festival's founder Jiri Daron.
You know, we start this 11 years ago on the first year as the international festival, but in that time we had only a few international acts, and the most was the Czech and Slovakian band. In that year, in the first year, we have a headliner Finnish band, Him, from Sweden, Hammerfall, from Great Britain, Slate, and from Germany, Die Happy. That year was, for the first year, was visited by 7,000 fans, and it was just only two-day event. That means since first year, we start every year grow and make something bigger and better. And from a two-day festival, we made a three-day. From three-day, we did a three-day plus opening party. And then finally, we go to four. And of course, I think that since, let's say, edition number five, we run to be around 20,000 people every day, and then we make a bit bigger place in front of stage and make a bigger capacity of the festival site. And I think last 6-7 years we are around 25,000 people every year.
And those numbers and that development suggests to me that a love of metal or heavy metal music in all its forms and or different genres is alive and well in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, yeah. People, people in Czech Republic like this, love this metal music, and of course it's the biggest summer attraction for the rock and metal fans in our country, but it's a real international festival. Not only on stage, because it, this time we have, let's say, on the main stage around 40, 50 bands playing. And from this amount of bands are just only, let's say, five bands from Czech Republic, and the rest of bands are international. That means we have also fans which are coming to Czech Republic for this festival from abroad. And we are sending tickets through our website abroad, and we can easily count to which country we are sending these tickets.
Is that one of the reasons, and I want to talk in a moment about the lineup for next year, but is that one of the reasons this international scope that you announced so early who will be taking part? Is it to build up excitement over the concerts as well as to give fans time to buy tickets?
You know, we are last 2 years, we are starting since September, announcing first bands and starting also pre-sales only through our website. And it's like another festivals abroad is doing nowadays. If you look for the biggest heavy metal event, which is German festival Wacken, to which are coming every year 80,000 people, they are also announcing the bands. But they are much more better. They are sold out. And they sell tickets so early. And yes, they just now can concentrate on the planning bands. And it's how it nowadays works, that one year edition is finished. And after it is finished, you start asking bands who would like to come next year. And you start the booking process and announcing the bands. I know that in Czech Republic, we are the fastest in this direction, because no other festivals has announcing the bands and has so strong ticket sales like we have. But we would like to compare with the best festivals abroad.
When you begin putting together a list of performers, in terms of the art direction, as well as other factors, what kind of choices are involved? Do you try to get a different mix of genres within rock music or to line up acts in a certain way, or does that come together much later?
Since the beginning, we, I have to think with the booking that we always would like to have a colorful lineup in the direction of different music styles. That means to have some classical heavy metal, some power metal, some symphonic metal, some punk band, some rock band, also some black metal bands. That means we need to do it careful to have a lot of different rock and metal styles. Of course, the main bands are from melodic metal and rock area. and just some another direction of the music, like punk or black metal, are all only few bands every year. This main the main is the melodic stuff of music styles.
And with all the work that goes into organizing a festival of this size, do you yourself get to attend when there's a big concert, or are you always working?
Good question. I always try to see the bands we are working for. Sometimes it's not the whole set, but just only, let's say, 15 minutes. But for some bands, especially in the night, I can watch the whole set and enjoy the show. But, of course, I have a lot of work in the backstage, because I always meet the bands, and most of the bands are our friends, and talk with them and do some plans for the future. Also, we have a lot of journalists abroad on this festival. This year it was around 70 people, and we also do sightseeing at the festival side and go to show them Destroy Rudolf Jelinek, which is the factory in which is taking place the festival. We are going to see how the people are camping and taste the beer. That means I have to also take care about this journalist. That means I have to do a lot of different things, and of course I cannot see all the shows and spend a lot of time in front of stage.
Now, I'm going to mention a few more names. Really, Masters of Rock has attracted you. You mentioned some legends earlier. Here are some more. Bands like Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, Guano Apes, Twisted Sister. Scandinavian bands have a strong presence, as you said. You've had the Eurovision contest winners, Lordi. And, of course, the big news this week is that next year, in 2015, Masters of Rock will be headlined by, and I'll leave it up to you to say.
Yeah, we are very proud to announce that Finnish phenomenal band Nightwish is confirming their first gig for 2015, which is headlining festival Masters of Rock. We are very happy, because this band is very strong in our market and also in the world. It's a practically mainstream band at this time, and they are just finished camp in the woods in Finland. 3 months they were working and composing new songs for new album. By my opinion, it's the most expected album for the 2015, the new Nightwish album, because it will be first album with new singer Florianzen, and all the Nightwish fans are very, very looking forward to hear it. And we are happy that Nightwish chose as the first confirmed gig for next year our festival.
Now, Nightwish fans love to talk about the different vocalists that they've had. I believe Floor is the third female vocalist to take over. What do you think of her singing style?
I can say that Nightwish lives with our festival. We know all the singers which Nightwish has, and now will be also with Floor. That means we have on festival Masters of Rock their show with Tarja. Yeah, Tarja is a really great vocalist, unique style, and we are still working for the Nightwish, and we are still also working in Czech Republic for Tarja, and both artists are still very, very successful. And for the many fans, it was something unique, voice of Tarja with Nightwish. After that came Annette, which played 2 times Masters of Rock, Nightwish with Annette. And it was, of course, different, completely different voice than Tarja has. And now I think Nightwish are very lucky and do very good choice that the Floor is kind of voice and singer which can fit really, really great for this band, and they can again be really, really great reviews at all the fans. You know, Floor is singing since her 16 years. She also was playing in the past Masters of Rock Festival with her band Revamp, and also with After Forever. Mm-hmm. That means she has a lot of experience. She looks great. She sings singing very, very great. And I think that the bands are also very happy to have hair, and I think that they can compose great songs for her voice. And yeah, I'm very looking forward to hear the new album.
As you mentioned, Czech bands are, say, fewer than in the early days, but they are still notable performances, which I expect bring something also unique to Masters of Rock. For instance, it's a place where you can see sort of old school Lucie Bílá together with Arakane. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was only one festival show in Czech Republic for them. Arakane is a very traditional heavy metal band from Czech Republic, and Lucie Bílá in the past was singing with them, but after them she changed the style and now is pop star, very big one. And returning back to this band and singing in the heavy metal clothes, it was something really different now, and people love it. And it was really unique. And if we have something unique like this, we are very, very happy.
Who came up with the name Masters of Rock? Because it's obviously, it's a golden name. It's been used in different forms, I expect, for albums and that kind of thing. Do you remember who came up with the name for the Czech festival?
You know, if you say album, I bought the album with this name just, let's say, maybe 2 months ago at City Olomouc. It was old album, and it's a really old hits on this, and the name is Masters of Rock. Then I saw it. Hey, I say, okay, good to buy it. It's a nice, like our festival. You know, it came when I was thinking about founding some international festival and give the good name for this festival. I was thinking what names can be, and because I have also some sports activities, I was thinking, yeah, it's like tennis guys are playing Masters. It's always the best players are going to play Masters. And it will be Masters of Rock, and the shorter version will be Masters. Mm. They are going to visit Masters. And it sounds good for me. And yeah, we give this name to the festival, and yeah, it works how it is. The real Masters are every year on the festivals, as you was speaking about Motorhead, Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Manowar. All these big legendary bands was there, and yeah, this is Masters.
Jiří Daron was Jan Wellinger's guest in that edition of One on One.